we are, another edition of the Bikescape. And what's happening in the world today? A lot. Critical mass in New York. Well, critical mass here in San Francisco was pretty nice. We rode down Market Street for a while. It was a beautiful evening. Took a right turn off of Market Street, which was all I wanted to do. I personally had a little problem with the loud music on the ride, but, you know, a lot of people liked it, so whatever. But in New York, it wasn't so great. They, for like the fifth month in a row, they just tried to arrest everybody, and they arrested most people who tried to ride in the ride. Very determined bunch of people showed up there last night, about 200 people, even though there was the threat of arrests. They've been threatening to shut down critical mass ever since the convention last summer when the Republicans had their convention in New York. Probably the most people that got arrested in the whole convention, all the demonstrations, were the critical mass people. And they just threw up big orange netting and arrested everybody. Then they tried to have, we have an interview, an exclusive interview with Jim Dyer. You may know him. He was at the ride. He's been intimately involved in the last few months of New York Critical Mass soap opera. He's a veteran of the San Francisco Critical Mass Wars back in 97, so he's a good person to have there in New York, and there's a lot of other good people up there in New York that are very determined to see their First Amendment rights protected. This is not just a bike thing or a critical mass thing. You know, whatever your feelings are about critical mass, you know, a lot of bicyclists really can't stand critical mass. I know a lot of messengers who don't like it. I know a lot of recreational riders who can't stand it, think it's giving them a bad name. But this is a situation that involves your freedom of speech. And, you know, there's an old saying, first they came for the Jews, you know, and, you know, I didn't say anything. And this is the kind of creeping fascism that we really do have to keep our eyes open for. You know, they're basically taking away the freedom of expression, the freedom to gather, freedom to assemble, freedom to speak their minds. There's an injunction that the cops are trying to put out in New York right now the city of New York is trying to do that would actually make it illegal to advertise critical mass in any way, to say, you know, that there's gonna be a critical mass at Union Square North at 7 o'clock tonight on the last Friday of the month. They can't. What I just said, that would be illegal, and that's. To me is just beyond the pale. So we're going to go to an interview with Jim Dyer in New York. We reached him on the phone, and he gave us the lowdown, what happened. And he went to a big press conference this is Sunday, and you might be seeing the effects. Keep your eyes open for the press. There'll be a bunch of links out on the website. And stick around after the interview. We'll talk about all the other things that are happening around the bicycle world here in San Francisco and in New York. And I'm still waiting on emails from anybody who wants to hear about various bicycle issues and things that are happening in other cities. You can post them on the blog, or send me an MP3 in your own voice or whatever. I'd love to hear from what's going on around the country, and I'd like to broadcast that back out again. Okay, and now we'll just go to the interview. Okay, once again, we're here with Jim Dyer in New York. He just survived another critical mass. And why don't you talk about what went down on Friday night, Jim?
Well, on Friday night, the New York Police Department surrounded Union Square, which is the traditional meeting point for hundreds of years, the traditional meeting point for protest, but also for critical mass for, I guess, 6, 7, 8 years. Critical mass has met in several places around the city for the last 12 years. But last night, they cut the whole area off, blocked traffic like crazy. They had ambulances and fire engines just waiting, sitting there blocking traffic. It was bizarre. So people showed up. And some people walked away because they didn't want to deal with it. They got arrested anyway.
How many people would you say showed up with their bikes?
We think about 200. Oh. We know about one feeder ride at an undisclosed location that had 50 more.
Huh.
And people eventually met up with them. So that was a lot. A lot of people did get out, like they walked out or they went off another direction and regrouped and met up with this feeder ride. But 37 people were arrested.
Who didn't hold on really one second. Even... All right. Just what I was dreading having happen, that was my kid coming in the door. But we're going to stay on the air here. So, you say about 200 people showed up, and what happened? Did they get arrested immediately, or?
There was Reverend Billy, a local figure you may have heard of. He's been to San Francisco. He did a great sermon about First Amendment rights, so people watched that and enjoyed it quite a bit. But then, you know, some people were afraid to go because there was a huge presence of police. But when people did go, they didn't get a block.
So
hardly.
The First Amendment. What is your First Amendment right in this situation? You're gathering in a city park, on the street, and there's somebody with a bullhorn maybe, speaking into a bullhorn, and then you get on your bikes and ride away, and then you're trafficked. Hasn't this already been decided in the courts?
Sorry?
Has this already been decided in the courts at some point?
We had a court battle last year, and the ruling was rather narrow. But the federal judge did say along the way that participation in critical mass is expressive activity that deserves First Amendment protection. He did not give, you know, complete, I don't know, permission for everything, but he didn't prohibit critical mass in any way. He said that something about the permit situation could be discussed in state court. And earlier this week, the city did file a state court trying to get a state level injunction against critical mass. Uh-huh. And they added a new wrinkle to things. They claim that due to some city regulation, they could actually stop people from promoting or advertising the ride. And that's, like, blatantly unconstitutional.
Isn't that, like, prior restraint or something that you're not supposed to do?
The very definition of prior restraint.
Yeah. Like, you don't have to be a lawyer. So...
What's that?
So you don't have to be a lawyer to understand this, really.
No.
So
we have a very prominent civil rights attorney, Norman Siegel, in the city of New York, and at a press conference today, he made the point of several unconstitutional things going on here.
Can you list them?
In addition to First Amendment violations, there's 14th Amendment violation of selective enforcement. They have various regulations against gathering in certain numbers, but they only enforce it if the word critical mass is involved.
Huh. So there are rules that say you can't gather in the park or gather on Union Square?
There are rules that if you have 20 or more people, you can't gather in the park.
Okay.
And that's got all these legalistic definitions, like it's a special event. The critical mass isn't the event in the park. It's just where people meet and go from. They're just playing with the language of the rules. They seize bikes by claiming that they're unattended bikes. And, you know, there's a rule, a city rule, that you can seize unattended bikes, put them up for auction. And it's just bogus. It's a pretext for what they're really trying to do, which is get rid of critical mass.
So they've been seizing bikes as well. I saw some video or I saw some pictures of them actually buzzsawing them off of parking meters. Is it possible that they just took all the bicycles that were on the street? How did they arrest everybody and take their bikes?
They did what is called a preemptive arrest, which again is a constitutional issue. You don't arrest someone unless they've actually done something. they have these orange nets that they bought with anti-terrorism money, I think, for the Republican National Convention. And they just, they're like construction netting, orange construction netting. And they just stretch it around the whole block, keep everyone from escaping, don't give anyone any chance to disperse, and just arrest everyone, no matter what they're doing or not doing.
And then they somehow match up the bicycles that are on the street with people that they just arrested?
Well, they...
When people see this happening, does it happen kind of in slow motion? People have a chance to lock up their bikes, or...
You'd think. there's an interesting problem here. Some people are locking their bikes on the street. Some people are obviously fleeing the scene and leaving their bikes behind. But one injunction we did get, the same federal judge last year, who was very specific in his ruling, the police cannot seize bikes unless they're charging someone with a crime. And they violated that last night. They saw any bike in the area. They destroyed the locks, sawed through the locks. They had this big... You've seen it if you... And they took the bikes, and they don't know who owns them. And they claim anyone who comes to get their bikes is a lawbreaker, and they'll give them a ticket, a summons of some sort, some other pretext.
But theoretically, you could be sitting in a pizzeria having a pizza and come out and your bike will be gone.
That's right.
What are you supposed to do, call the cops? My bike's been stolen?
And they'll want to give you a ticket.
Huh. It's unbelievable. So...
Yeah. Pretty outrageous. People outside the bicycling community are hearing about this, and they just can't believe what's going on.
Like who? How's it affecting people?
Well, people who hear about the attempt to keep us, those of us who pass out flyers, from saying that there's a critical mass ride last Friday of every month, 7 p.m., Union Square North, New York City, trying to prevent us from getting that information out.
So you're not allowed to hand out a flyer that says critical mass and a date and time?
Right. Huh. You can't say that. They're claiming in their latest suit that we can't say that. Or podcast it or God knows why.
So this sounds like an expensive lawsuit. Who's taking care of the legal? You have Norman Siegel. He's an old ACLU hand, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And is he working pro bono, or there's got to be some expenses involved with this?
Some work is being done pro bono. He's been very generous, but in addition, there are all these arrests, and we also have to answer this suit that came along. I volunteer with a group called Time's Up, an environmental direct action group that does promote the ride. And we don't run the ride or organize the ride. People seem to think so, but that's not how critical mass works.
Well, lots of people promote the ride, I suppose. I mean, in San Francisco...
What's that?
In San Francisco, the Bicycle Coalition promotes the ride. They put it on their calendar. It doesn't mean that they organize it, but lots of people have critical mass on their calendars of events or whatever.
Yeah, and even in New York, even less direct action oriented groups do list it, and the local magazines and weeklies, they do list it. In theory, maybe they're breaking this law that the city seems to think is valid.
So would one want to go to the Time's Up website to find out where to donate money? If anybody wanted to?
Oh, yes. We have started the Time's Up Bike Legal Defense Fund. And we do have a website, www.timesup, there's a hyphen between times and up, .org, timesup.org.
We're going to list all the websites at the... on the blog, which is bikescape.blogspot.org. I'm sorry, bikescape.blogspot.com. I have delusions of being an org, but it's really a com.
I see.
Yeah. So, What's the spirit in in New York right now? People feel defeated. They feel defiant. Do they feel like they're gonna?
Some people are scared. I've heard a few people say they're not going to come to the ride anymore, or at least while this is going on. But we adopted a saying in August. We were attacked during the Republican National Convention. Bicyclists were the group that was arrested more than anyone else.
That's kind of when this whole thing started, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Before that, you know, critical mass had been going on for, 11 years. And the police didn't have to tangle with it, but this has been a concerted attempt to stop the ride. But some of us got out of jail, and an organization called the Still We Rise Coalition was also attacked by the police. And kind of in solidarity, we started saying, Still We Ride. And that has taken, you won't believe people walking around making their own t-shirts that say Still We Ride, carrying signs. So Still We Ride. And there's a movie coming out with the name now.
Yeah, there's a trailer out on the internet for that, isn't that?
Yeah.
Still We Ride the Movie, .com, right?
Yeah, something like that.
We'll put that on the blog too.
Yeah, good idea.
I actually saw that. It looks like an interesting one. Excuse me?
Our spirits are high. We're determined that the ride is going to go on, like it went on in San Francisco when the police attacked it there.
Yeah, you were here for that, weren't you, Jim?
I wasn't there in July. I was there in August, though.
Yeah. Well, you endured a year of attrition. New York seems to be following kind of a different tack. They're trying the legal angles. They don't seem to be succeeding yet on that.
No.
On that front. We'll see. How do you think it's going to happen in the state court? When is that coming up for a hearing or something? When's that getting going?
A hearing hasn't been scheduled yet. Norman Siegel is writing a brief in response to the city's summons lawsuit last week. But we don't have a hearing scheduled yet.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Is there anything else we need to know about New York? What's happening next week?
I invite people to come ride. Yeah. That's Union Square North, 7 o'clock p.m., last Friday of every month.
Yeah, maybe there'll be some alternative rides or something else along the way that'll happen.
Yes, there are people leaving from other locations. That's mostly word of mouth.
Yeah, so keep your ears open. Listen for what's going on. All right, well, thanks a lot, Jim.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, so that was an interesting interview. Jim Dyer there in New York, sticking it out with everybody, all the brave souls of New York. So just want to, if you can just bear with me here, I want to go over the Time's Up calendar in New York, since we're talking about New York. Lots of other things going on besides that. They've got let's see, today is the 27th. So they got a bike repair workshop, 6 p.m., 49 East Houston, at the Time's Up space. They have on the 31st at 6 p.m., that's I believe a Thursday, a bike mechanic Skillshare. That sounds great. Mechanics who actually want to share their knowledge with you. And it's also at 49 East Houston at the same space afterwards at 8 o'clock. It's movie night. And doesn't say what the movie's going to be, but I'm sure it'll be great. 49 East Houston, the Time's Up space. On Friday, meeting at Columbus Circle at 10 p.m., the Central Park Moonlight Ride. God, I wish I lived in New York sometimes. I would love to do that. I was in New York for that once, and I missed it. I had things I had to do, and then kids that I had to feed, so I just didn't do it. But also on Saturday, there's the free ride to First Saturday, which is, a free day at the museum. They meet at Lincoln Square on the south side at 5:30 p.m. or on the Brooklyn side of the Williamsburg Bridge at 6 p.m. And the ride ends at the Brooklyn Museum, just in time to go check out some Brooklyn Museum stuff. So that's what I know about New York. I'm sure there's a ton more things happening there. Here in San Francisco, on Saturday, April 12th, there's a street skills class, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Terravalle Police Station Community Room at 2345 24th Avenue at Terravalle. 4-hour in-classroom courses, there's four of them. There are 4-hour in-class, they last for 4 hours long, in-classroom courses teach the basics of safe and enjoyable cycling, including riding in traffic, necessary equipment, crash avoidance, legal rights and responsibilities, and it's open to adults 14 and over. That's the Jewish definition of an adult, I guess. Bicycle not required. Note, this is day one course for League of American Bicyclists Bike Ed Road certification. Pre-registration is required. You can get more information at sfbike.org/edu. They have a bi-weekly volunteer night, Wednesday, April 6th in the New Digs. Volunteers needed for the bi-weekly volunteer night at the SFPC. Folding, stuffing, stamping galore. Everyone welcome. All happening at the SFPC HQ. Wednesday nights from 4 to 6 from 5 to 8 p.m. The BAC is the Bicycle Advisory Committee, I should say, is having a hearing on bike planning environmental review. Wednesday, April 6th at 6:15 p.m. at City Hall, rooms 263. Oh, this looks like fun. There's a San Francisco cruiser ride. Friday, April 8th, 7 p.m. at Giants Ballpark, 3rd and King Entrance. For years, San Francisco bicyclists have been missing out on the joys of cruising, that staple of Southern California bike culture. Now the San Francisco Cruiser Ride in the beginning of its second season gives you the flavor you've been craving. It's social, laid-back, a chance to listen to great soul music and talk to old and new friends as you cruise zen-like stretches of unbroken concrete on the Embarcadero. Organized by Fossil Fool, the bike rapper, and Nate Byerly of Byerly Bicycle Blenders, you can always expect a few surprises, whether it be dancing on a pier, a bike-blended smoothie, a pro BMX performance, or simply a romantic spark with a fellow rider. All are welcome. Cruiser bikes and or lights or decorations are a plus. Plus, there's more info and pictures at www.fossilfool.com/sf-cruiser-ride. So check that out. And it sure has been an interesting podcast. I'd like to thank Jim for sticking with us. He actually had to travel down to the Time's Up office and get on a landline. He's a cell phone kind of guy. So I really appreciate your help, Jim. I hope whatever we do is of help to you. And thanks a lot, everybody. See you next week. Bye-bye.